Welcome back to Positive 3, the podcast that fearlessly explores the dark, heavy, and hard to talk about aspects of life. I'm your host, Jennifer, also known as the purple and gray-haired Nana of the internet, and I'm here to guide you on a journey of self-discovery and personal growth. Just want to mention, I am not a professional. I am simply a human who is sharing her stories on this roller coaster journey of life with the hopes that my stories will inspire others to be just a bit more kind, a bit more gentle on themselves as they navigate the ups and downs of life. Life can be messy, challenging, and downright difficult at times. But here at Positive 3, I believe that it's in those moments of struggle that we find our true selves. Through honest conversations, introspection, and a sprinkle of humor, we'll navigate the twists and turns of life together. This podcast is for those of you who are tired of surface-level conversations and crave something deeper. We'll dive headfirst into topics like mental health, self-doubt, relationships, and everything in between. No topic is too taboo to be explored, because I believe that by shining a light on the dark and heavy parts of life, we can find the strength to overcome them and also help others find their own strength. But Positive 3 isn't just about dwelling on the negatives. It's about finding the silver linings, the lessons, and the growth that come from facing life's challenges head on. We'll share stories of resilience, triumph, and personal transformation to inspire you on your own journey. Whether you're listening during your morning commute, on a solo walk, or curled up with a cup of tea, Positive 3 is your companion in navigating the complexities of life. Each episode will leave you feeling empowered, motivated, and ready to take on whatever comes your way. So join me here at Positive 3 as we uncover the hidden gems within life's darkest moments. Together, we'll embrace vulnerability, find our true selves, and live our best lives ever. So get ready to hit pause, dive deep, and emerge stronger than ever before. Welcome to Positive 3, where I explore the darkness to discover the extraordinary. Hello, my friends, and welcome back to another episode of Positive 3 and my theories on codependency. We are entering in now to our third week, and if you're just stumbling across this now and are interested in the previous 2 weeks, the first week on April 5th, we talked about kind of understanding codependency and embracing your inner light, your inner peace, your inner strength. And then the second episode on April 12th, we looked at warning signs of what it may look like if you are in a codependent relationship and what that can mean. Today, we are going to dig into looking at the root of codependency. So we're going to kind of unmask a little more, and we're going to look at why it's important to trace the roots for codependency in our healing. I do want to remind you all that this podcast is not intended to diagnose, treat, or give professional advice. I do strongly encourage anyone who may feel they are in a codependent situation or want to explore deeper to consult a mental health professional. I am not a mental health professional. I am a human being with life experience, and I'm just sharing things that I have been discovering about myself on my own journey in order to help share some light for others who may be feeling like I was and not really sure what these feelings are that are going on inside. So without further ado, let's dig in and take a look at the roots of codependency. So quite often, codependency stems from childhood experiences. Perhaps we grew up in a home where emotional needs were not met, and that can lead to seeking validation through others in adulthood. Now, the important thing I want to share and I want to throw out there at this time before we continue on is the things that I'm discovering and sharing. And when we talk about childhood experiences and growing up in a home where emotional needs weren't met, I'm not saying that you have to come from a physically abusive home, a really, for lack of better terms, a really obvious unhealthy home. A lot of times, I think what we get stuck on is the fact that we lose sight of the fact that we are all human, including our parents, including our caregivers. And a lot of time, we tend to forget, I think, that people are doing the best that they can with what they know. And all we know in this world is what we've been taught. And what we've been taught comes from our experiences, from our parents, from our surroundings. And I'm not sharing this with any type of, any type of resentment or animosity or bad feelings towards anybody that's raising a child. Because as a parent myself, I know that it's hard and we do the best we can. And just because our emotional needs weren't met doesn't mean that our parents or caregivers didn't love us. Maybe they just weren't aware. Maybe we weren't even aware of what our emotional needs are to each individual to actually feel loved. So just know that this is not meant to bash any parents, any caregivers. It is the exact opposite. It is to encourage us all to be gentle and to just know that all that really matters is right now. So even though we are talking about our childhood, I also want to remind us that right now, the present moment is all that we have. As I talk about our childhood, it does have an effect on where we are today, but it's not the end all. We have the power. We have the ability to rewrite our story every minute of every day. If something isn't going right, we have the ability to change it. We just need to have a mind shift in our thinking, in our thought processes, and in our love for ourselves. So jumping back into codependency, it often takes root in the soil of our childhood experiences. And I use the word soil because I want you to picture a young sapling, a little tree trying to grow, reaching desperately for sunlight, but all it finds is shadows. It's going to struggle. It's not going to grow and find that sunlight quite as easy. So similarly to that, so many people grew up in homes where emotional nourishment was scarce. And like I said earlier, not because we weren't loved, but just the situation we were in. Maybe their parents weren't parents that raised them with a lot of emotional connection. Or maybe they were busy. Maybe they had their own issues. Whatever the situations were, I'm going to be bold and say it's really irrelevant to where we are now, because that was the past. So if we come back to the present, which is where I want us to stay, we can look at the fact that we craved love and acceptance. But instead, whatever our love and acceptance needs were, we feel that we were met with neglect or inconsistency because of many factors, all of which we can really benefit from letting go of those factors from the past, letting go of the feelings that may be holding us back due to the way we were brought up. Okay, friends, remember, today is the day you can start writing a different story for your life and embracing healing and growth. So as children, we learn to adapt and survive. We may have assumed numerous roles beyond our years, becoming the caregiver, the peacemaker, the invisible one, fading into the background, not really feeling like there's a place for us, not really understanding what is going on in our world because we feel that we have this need that isn't being met. So therefore, we feel like we're being too needy or that we don't deserve the love that we do truly deserve. And a lot of these roles were necessary for survival, but now as an adult, they can become shackles holding us back from living and loving our adult life. So let's jump forward, like I said, right now to the present moment, because as I mentioned, this is where the story can change, your story. Your story can change in the present moment. We can't change the past, but we can change the present, which will affect our future. So perhaps you find yourself entangled in relationships where your worth is tied to the validation of others. So what that means is we don't feel like we're worthy if we're not being told that from other people. And I really feel that acknowledging this is the most crucial part, but not just acknowledging it with kindness and reminding ourselves that we are worthy of our own validation. We do not need it to come from outside sources. What happens so often, though, is we pour our energy into fulfilling other people's needs in order to get that validation because we feel that that's what's right. But what this means is on the other side of that is we are often neglecting our own needs. So why do we do this? Why? Because people know that you can't pour from an empty cup. People know that we need to love ourselves. People know all this stuff. But what happens with codependency and when there's something from your childhood that still hasn't been met, deep within there's still a wounded child, still yearning for that love and approval that we feel we were denied in our youth. So that's where the past plays a part in the present. And here's the truth, my dear friends. You are worthy fully and unconditionally of the love and approval from yourself. From yourself. Practicing to love yourself and accept yourself and say that it is okay where I'm at now. I know what I need to feel loved. I'm going to give myself that love. And I'm not going to accept anything from anybody else that doesn't help build on the love I already have, build on the foundation I already have. Because when we can understand that we don't need external validation to affirm our worth, we begin to understand that this worth resides inside us. It's there. It's just waiting for you to acknowledge it and to embrace it. So this journey to healing and breaking free from the codependency patterns we may be in, it all begins with introspection, looking internally at ourselves, pausing, taking a moment to reflect on those childhood experiences. Now, notice I say take a moment to reflect. I don't mean to go sit in them and ruminate and put yourself into a dark place because of them. I want you to just reflect on them and maybe look at what patterns emerge. What unmet needs are you still feeling in your soul? And when you begin to see those patterns and those unmet needs, acknowledge them with compassion. All of those experiences in the past shaped the person you are today. And you can use that reflection to help cultivate self-awareness, to actually notice when you feel the need to seek validation from others. And when you notice that feeling sneaking in, my friends, I encourage you to pause. Just pause. I've said it many times, and I want to remind you that there are so many good things that can come to us during the pauses. When we learn to pause and feel our soul guidance, just breathe. Remind yourself that you are worthy of all the goodness. You are worthy of all the love, and you are worthy of that from within. The other part of it is practicing setting boundaries, practicing putting our needs first, expressing your truth with courage, and be authentic. Be you. Be what feels right in your soul. And learning to be okay with what feels right in your soul is not an overnight lesson. It's one that's going to take time. It's going to take patience. And it's going to take lots of compassion and lots of pausing. Because, my friends, healing from codependency is not a linear path. It doesn't just happen at the snap of a finger. It requires patience. It requires self-compassion. And most of all, it requires a willingness to confront the shadows of the past, to confront them with compassion and with the desire to forgive and to let go and to love from within. And with each step you take forward, you're going to find that you're reclaiming your power and you are rewriting the story of your life, rewriting the story of your life as it feels good in your soul. And the important thing to remember too, my friends, is that you are not alone in this journey, all right? Reach out to friends, reach out to mentors, therapists, or reach out to myself for some chats, for support. I can share some information with you. We can just have a sounding board to let you vent and get some stuff off your chest and figure out what your next step might be. But the key is to surround yourself with love and understanding as you begin to navigate the depths of your soul and what that really means. I will add, if you want to dig a little deeper into some healing and looking more into these unhealed childhood matters, try searching YouTube for inner child healing. When I did this, I found so much light and understanding, and it brought a sense of peace to my journey. It helped me understand life and my life and my past from a place of love, from a place of trust and compassion. Instead of just saying it is what it is and holding on to those unhealed matters, holding on to maybe some resentment, maybe some judging. So really it comes down to deciding that you want to rewrite your story. You want to change your story and you want to love yourself from within. So as we begin to close out, I would like to invite you to envision a garden that is blooming with resilience and self-love. In order for that garden to bloom, it needs to be nurtured. So I want you to practice nurturing yourself as you would that beautiful garden. Nurture it with tenderness and with care. Embrace your journey, knowing that it is a healing process. It is possible. And truly, pure freedom awaits those who have the desire and the trust in themselves to reclaim their truth and to start writing a story that feels good in your soul. Thank you so much for joining me on this journey as we explore deeper the intricacies of our soul and what codependency is all about. Until next time, I truly hope that you may walk in the light of your own worthiness, and I'm sending you much peace, love, and kindness on this journey.
So as we say goodbye for now, thank you for sharing your precious time with me, and until next time, be kind to yourself and others. Peace and love to you all. Now, if you like this podcast and its vision, please share it with a friend or on your social media accounts to say thank you, or leave me a comment. If you have an idea or some topics or some guest speakers you'd love to hear about, please share them with me as well. Thanks, guys. Take care. Until next time.